We're turning back this morning to John's Gospel, chapter 15, and I'd like to look with you this morning at the ninth verse. John 15 and verse 9. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. So we're thinking this morning of the love of the Father to the Son and the love of the Son to his people and the way in which that love should be demonstrated in the life of those of us that are his children. Loved by the beloved. Here in verse 9, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Well, of course, this chapter 15, no doubt, is very familiar to you, but just to remind you, it's speaking of Christ under the picture of a vine. I am the true vine, and he's on his way either on his way down from the Last Supper to the Garden of Gethsemane with his disciples, and he's speaking to them on the way, or he's still there in the upper room. It's thought he's on the way down to Gethsemane here, because at the end of chapter 14 he says, "Arise, let us go hence." So he's speaking with his disciples, and he is sharing with them those precious things that they will need to support them and strengthen them through what will be a very traumatic time. He knew he was going to the cross, and yet we read at the beginning of John 13, having loved his own, he loved them unto the end. And he demonstrates his love for them by spending time with them. Now, those of us that are parents, we have to spend time with our children. It's a mark, isn't it, of our love for them. And Christ here loved his disciples and spent time with them in these final hours before Calvary. And so he's speaking of himself under the picture of a vine. God wants fruitful branches. And Christ is saying the only way you can bring forth fruit to the glory of God is if you abide in me. And we forget that as believers. We forget that so often, and we have to be reminded of that constantly, that we try to do so much without being in Christ, abiding in him, resting in him, trusting in him, drawing life from him, drawing our strength from him. We forget that, don't we? How often? We look back on our lives, have we tried to bring forth fruit, and it's failed. The only way you can bring forth fruit to the glory of God is when you abide in Christ, when you yield your heart and your life to Christ and allow him to work in you and cause you to bring forth fruit. Now, this fruit is very precious to God. He looks for the precious fruit of godly living that will bring him glory. And when we look back in the Old Testament, we interestingly see this picture of a vine coming up through the prophets. And God is looking for fruit from his people. He has planted a vine. He has sometimes planted a vineyard, the prophet says. And in Isaiah chapter 5, We read this, it says, he fenced it, he gathered out the stones thereof, he planted it with the choicest vine and built a tower in the middle of it and made a wine press. He was expecting fruit. And God looked upon the children of Israel and he asked the question, where is the fruit? Where is the fruit? Well, the problem was they hadn't abided in the Lord. They hadn't trusted in God. They had abandoned the Lord. And when the Lord looked at his vine, he said it should bring forth grapes, but it was bringing forth wild grapes. You see the picture? So clear in the Old Testament. We find it again, how in Jeremiah says, the Lord spoke, yet I had planted thee a noble vine and a right seed. How then art thou turned into a degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me? Same picture. The Lord looked for fruit, but there was none. Just wild grapes. In Hosea, he decries the fact that Israel is an empty vine who bringeth forth fruit unto himself. So the prophet saw Israel. The Lord was teaching through the prophets that Israel was this vine, but it was in a desperate condition, a lifeless condition. And this is what Christ found, isn't it? Discovered as he went about preaching. He found the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the people being taught by them were not bringing forth fruit. Because they were not abiding in the Lord. So again and again, they strayed, they rebelled, they turned their back upon the commands of the Lord, his purpose for them as God's chosen people. What a tragedy. Let me think about all that the Lord had done. He'd redeemed them, he'd brought them out of Egypt. And he cared for them. He brought them into their own land. And now, nothing. No fruit in return. Well, the real problem then was that they had lost their love. And so this morning I want us to think about the importance of keeping an eye upon the love of God as we walk our Christian lives, because this will motivate us to constantly run to Christ for help, that we might abide in him under the shadow of his love. As the Father hath loved me, so hath I loved you. You see, there's a danger with us. Just like the children of Israel, they had so many privileges. They had the law of God. They had the word of God revealed to them and given to them. And yet they didn't bring forth that fruit that the Lord looked for. And for us, friends, we have so many privileges. But if we don't recognize the love of God, then our lives will be fruitless, joyless. And so Christ here, he says, continue ye in my love. The Apostle Paul says, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, in other words, I have eloquence and have not charity or love, I am become as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Although I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, do you want to be a spiritual giant? Do you want people to admire you? What's more important, to be admired or to love? To demonstrate your love in practical ways to others. It's important to grow in spiritual knowledge, isn't it? But though I have faith to remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. And so this generous love of God should abide in our hearts. And this is what the scripture is teaching us this morning. The Father has loved me, Christ says, and in the same way that he loved me, I love you.